head.
Well, of course, that's B.J. Thomas. The old raindrops falling on my head means it's time to talk a little conservation. And our conservation conversation, I got that right. Today we have Mitch Anderson and Jared Roiland along with us again. And Jared hasn't been here for a long time. He said back in high school he thought maybe he was on the air. But we're going to get him on here in a little bit. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I'm sorry to make you lean into the microphone there, but all right, we can hear you really well. So nice to have you back on the radio here again. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Got a few things you wanted to talk about today, and we've got a photo contest going on again. That's always a popular little event, isn't it?
That was the main deal I wanted to get on today. I am taking photos now for our annual contest. A little perk of it, we do offer cash prizes for the top three
cash
photos.
Cash is always good. I like
so
cash, yeah.
Nothing to lose there.
I did enter a photo win at one time. I don't think I won any cash, but my photo did get on the in the calendar.
Well, that's another thing. We use the photos for calendar and our website and other stuff, too.
So. That was a nice calendar, a lot of photos. Mine happened to be out.
Last year, I got a bunch of extra photos from someone, and it turned out to be a good calendar because there was a lot of good quality photos.
Yeah, good.
But anyways, any photos, water-related, nature, scenic photos from within our watershed, submit those. You can submit up to three photos for the contest, but if you have other ones that you want to add on for us to use, feel free to send them my way.
Okay. How do they get them to you?
You can email them to mitch.enderson, E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at lqpco.com. Or if you have questions, my number is 320-598-3319. I'd ask for a registration form that to be sent with them, and you can find that on our website also, or just give me a call, and I can get one to you.
Okay. What did you say the deadline is for that?
I'm going to try to take photos until November 9th.
Okay, so they still have a little time.
Gives me a little time to get the calendars done by around Thanksgiving holiday time.
Okay, so. Sounds good. So good project.
So, we got $50 for first prize, $30 for second, and $20 for third prize, and then those are voted on by our area staff. So.
Okay, so sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing the end result again.
And if you have questions on if the photo is in our watershed boundary or not, just give me a call and I can let you know where our boundary is.
Okay.
You don't have to live in the watershed. The photo just needs to come from within the boundary.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds good. So get those photos in. Let's talk a little bit about a project that's going on today over in Dawson.
Yeah. So for the environmental office, they are holding their one of two household hazardous waste collections today. I think it's 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. today in Dawson at the County Highway Garage. So if you follow Main Street south and turn east on County Road 10 and then enter from the north entrance, you can, if you got paint or aerosols, detergents, bleach, stuff like that that can't be thrown away, this is your opportunity to get rid of it. If you have a bunch of empty containers of this stuff, don't bother bringing that. Just throw those empty containers away.
Throw those in the trash or recycle them or whatever.
But if you got old paint cans that are still full, that's what they're looking for, is to get rid of that actual material.
So I think a lot of the paint and stuff ends up in there someplace that they, I think it's over Wilmer or something, where you can actually go in and get old paint.
That's a big deal now. It's recycled paint. So.
Yeah, so if you got a project going on, maybe you need some paint, you can stop in and...
Right. If you got a bunch of empty paint cans that are totally empty, don't bring those. Those can be disposed of.
I think if it's latex paint, I think you're supposed to just pour it out on like cardboard or something if it isn't a whole lot and let it dry out and then just chuck it out, throw it away. So, all right. And that's in Dawson today.
3 to 6 o'clock today.
Okay.
At the County Highway Garage in Dawson.
And if you don't know what it is in the container, I think they take that too, but they'll identify
identify it for you.
So, all right. Because I got some of that, I think, around my. I keep everything, you know. Well, let's talk about your septic loans and a few other things that are happening over there in your office.
Yeah, just a few of the usual plugs. We do offer a reminder that we offer septic loans for a replacement of a failing septic system. So if you don't want to incur that whole expense at once, we have a 10-year loan program Very low interest rate, 1.5%. So if you want to spread that out over 10 years, that gets put on property taxes. And so it's a nice deal, so you don't have that whole chunk of...
Right, and I think you can pay it off anytime you want to.
If you want to pay it ahead of time.
Ahead of time during the... Yep, you got a windfall of some sort, so, okay. And that's not for new systems, but that's for replacement,
not
right?
Brand new systems. If you're failing or need an upgrade, it's for replacements.
Right, okay. Yep. What else do you have going on in the office there?
Just wanted to remind everyone, any sort of drainage activity, tiling, ditching, culverts, anything drainage related, just a reminder, you do need a watershed permit. Stop by our office to fill that out or get one, or feel free to call our office with questions, 320-598-3117.
And you're located second floor of the courthouse, yep. right up by the where you get your driver's.
Same as the environmental office. And,
up next to the treasurer's office.
The northeast end of the main floor.
Right. So you're in there with Jenny Breberg and Mark Berg and the whole gang. So.
Calling them out.
All right. All right. I kind of miss, you know, having you right there when I come in the back door,
yeah,
you know,
I
like
know.
Mary Holman.
I miss greeting everyone.
All those years, going to be the official greeter, you know. Yeah. I practice up for Walmart in your old age or something.
Well,
there.
I kind of told everyone where to go to.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I've been told that before, too. So anyway, we got Jared's going to talk a little bit about buffers today. Is that right?
Jared started with us this past March. He's been around for about a half year now, and I haven't got him on the radio until now. So.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. As he was saying, he's been on, you know, for other reasons back in high school, so he's not a first-timer. So
we've got Minnesota, the state of Minnesota passed a buffer law, and we're involved a little bit with that, and so I'll let Jared talk about that now.
All right, Jared, what do you have?
Hey, Maynard. Like Mitch said, I just wanted to talk a little bit on ditch buffers that's going to be going into effect in November here. I'm sure everybody's used to and heard it several times, but it's one last plug so we can get the word out there.
I understand compliance has been pretty good on all the buffer things.
That's one thing that I was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure what the exact numbers are, but just from going out and taking a look at our drainage ditches and from what the conversations I've heard with soil and water, a large amount have been already planted or they plan to after they get this last crop out. So I really think that that's a testament to our landowners and farmers in the watershed really taking an interest and caring about our water and making sure that they do their part. And I just really think it's a testament to how much we care about the land and our water resources in the area.
Yeah, I think a lot of times farmers get kind of a bum deal there as, people think I'm looking at them as the enemy of the land.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, they got to live on it and work on it raise their family there.
So. We've had meetings down in the cities this summer and stuff, and, I mean, we kind of get the finger pointed at us. And I'm a living testament that we take care of it out here,
right.
You know.
Right. Good stewards of the land.
Yep. And a lot of farmers, they really take pride in that. And it's a big deal to them. They want their land to look exactly the way it should. And I talked to a lot of farmers that talk about swimming in the creek back in the day and really caring about it wanting to look like that again. And so it's a big deal to them. And so we try to get that across to people that maybe don't see that side of stuff and make sure that they know that we do care about it out here. But if you haven't gotten your buffer taken care of, or if you haven't talked to Soil and Water about getting it planted this spring or this fall, excuse me, or next spring, be sure to either stop down at their office. They're down in the FSA office. You go in the door and you take a right, and Sherry Lackelt's in there, and she'll help you get to where you need to go. Or you can give them a call, too. Their number is 320-598-7321. And I actually just talked to Sherry this morning, and they do their plantings too. And if you get a hold of them, and they can plant for you, or you can do it yourself. But I talked to her this morning, and they're completely booked up for this fall, and they're starting to take applications for next spring already. So if you go in there and you want them to do it, they'll get you on the list for next spring, and they'll give you an exempt form so you aren't thought to be in compliant for this fall. So they're really good to work with, and they realize that there's only so much that can be done, and you know, we get weather concerns and time crunch.
As long
as
the ball
is
rolling, everybody's happy.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. As long as you're willing to get in contact with them and talk with them, they're really easy to work with. And then one other thing that I wanted to talk about is that we've had people coming in the office, and I've heard people talking about, you know, out and about that they maybe don't think that they need to do this, because with the new governor coming in, they think that it's just going to be, everything's going to be wiped clean and it's not going to be anything to worry about. But I just kind of wanted to give everybody a little, my little spiel about it that... I really don't see this going away, you know, in the near future, just because of all the time and the money that our legislators and the governor has put into getting this into effect, that it would take just as much time and money to get rid of it as it did to do it. And so, I mean...
Now, it's hard to predict what any politicians are going to do. If I live my life, you know, based on predicting what politics is going to... I wouldn't have time for much else. So.
I'm not a betting man, no. But... but, yeah, we all kind of grumbled about it right away, and rightfully so, but I just don't think it's... Maybe, who knows, maybe 50 years from now, this will be a distant memory and maybe they'll do it, but...
I understand it was kind of a one-size-fits-all at the beginning, and they've kind of made some adjustments and things along the way.
That's one good thing about this. I mean, right away, it was just thought to be, you know, you got to put native grass in, and that's the only thing you can do. But there are alternatives that that actually people have taken advantage of. I've heard really good reports about putting in alfalfa in those, that one rod buffer strip, and I've heard really good reports about the tonnage on it too, and it's been, a lot of guys have really been impressed with it, and they really like it a lot. So, and then there are other alternatives too that, again, you can discuss with the soil and water, because they know everything about exactly what the alternatives and what would be used maybe best for your specific piece of ground. And so that's another thing that's really good to work with them about, is because they know maybe the best thing that would be used for your specific piece of ground and the soil that you have, and they've got a lot of expertise in that area of it. So,
all right, sounds good. Well, Jared and Mitch, we're about out of time here on the program today, but a lot of good information there. And again, if anybody has any questions, they can give you a call at the office. Mitch, why don't you give them your contact info one more time there?
For our office, feel free to call us 320-598-3117. If you got questions about photos, you can call me at 598-3319. But another thing on the photos, let's get photos from all seasons of the year, too.
Okay, very good.
I've been short on winter photos the past couple of years. So
I'm not going out and taking any winter ones, so don't count on me.
If you have them saved up.
All right, I'll chuck my camera. Okay, well, thanks, guys. There's our conservation conversation for this morning here on Q92. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news.